That takes you in a direction other than where you want to go. You have the ability to consciously and mentally just reject that idea. And then you can go ahead and originate whatever idea you want. Now, as long as an idea is in your conscious mind, it'll have absolutely no effect on your physical body or what you're doing. No effect at all. It's when you take that idea and you turn it over to this part of our mind we refer to as the subconscious. It could be called universal intelligence. It's called by many different names. Superconscious. There's about 150 some names you can put on here. The early Greeks referred to this part of our personality as the heart. You see, they pointed out that as you think in your heart, so are you. Do you know that side of your personality has no ability to reject an idea? Absolutely none. Whatever idea comes in and goes in here instantly is manifest in that physical body of yours. Now, you get ideas from outside, we instantly let them come in here and we act on them. I want you to take your hand and hold it up like that for a moment. Take your hand and hold it up like that. Now, put it here in your chin for a second. Will you do that? Where's your chin? Why did you put your hand here? Do you know why you put your hand there? Because I put my hand there. You said, well, that's what you said to do. I'm going to suggest you weren't thinking. I'm going to suggest you just let that idea go right into your subconscious and you automatically acted on the idea. If I said, follow me, I'll show you how to win. Are you just going to follow me? Well, you're going to ask yourself, does that person know what he's talking about? Does she know where she's going? Why would you go for someone for financial advice that's flat broke? That doesn't make any sense, does it? Why would you go to a sick doctor to find out how to get healthy? Do you want to know why we do it? We're in the habit of doing it. And you know what a habit is? A habit is something you do without giving it any conscious thought. And you know that most people live by habit. They don't think. Belle Vandewall used to point out if most people said what they were thinking, they'd probably be speechless. The late and great Dr. McFarland from down in Kentucky said 2% of the people think, 3% of the people think they think, and he said 95% of the people would rather die than think. I was reading an article that was written on George Bernard Shaw. And the author was reporting that Shaw one time said the average person thinks 2 or 3 times a year. He said, I've gained an international reputation for myself thinking 2 or 3 times a week.